Hometown's at 6607.
Well, thank you for all of you that have shown up tonight and obviously willing to participate in our fest. I think, should we kind of... Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you want to do a call to order?
Yeah. Call to order at 6:09. Roll call. And then if you could just explain where you're from, please. We'll start with you, Sonia.
I'm Sonia Sandoval. I live in Round Lake, the best village in the whole country. And I have a family somewhere around there in the boondocks. No, I have a husband and two children, older kids. And that's about it.
My name is Jose Hernandez. We own Copa's Bar. And again, we heard about this committee that's going on.
Wine and tapas.
New restaurant, yes. We are very interested in knowing what's going on with the whole community. We really want to help out and do more for the kids and everything around here. So.
Okay.
Mark Sternberg. I'm the pastor at Community Church.
Is your first year there?
I started last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
Welcome.
But I actually didn't know about this event until it showed up across the street from our church. And so I thought, well, this year, like, see if we could be part of it.
Great.
So, yeah.
Okay.
My name is Jim Holt, and I'm a resident of the best town in the whole world, too.
Right.
And I knew Jose Hernandez when Jose was this big.
I'm soccer coach.
Yeah, I coach too. So when I say I'm a long-time resident, I'm a long-time resident. I have two children, and they live here, and I'm very involved in Boy Scouts, and that's how I got involved, one of the reasons why I got involved with this, but that's it. I'm done.
Adventure Crew 275.
Yes.
I'm Pete Molitor with the police department. I've been in town a while. I'm part of the committee for all the years.
James, correct?
We'll see.
I put that with a question mark. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Penny Slavel, village clerk. Lived in the Round Lake area nearly all my life and been a resident of Round Lake the last 12 years. Before that, maybe 14 years.
Just stop that, okay?
Yeah.
Just stop right there.
Yeah. Two grandbabies and three daughters.
My name is Henry Frack. Believe it or not, Miss Sandoval is my neighbor. And we live in the greatest village in the world.
Absolutely.
Because there's only two kinds of people, those who live around the lake and those who want to.
There you go. I like that.
That's
very good.
I've been newbie time.
Oh, we need to take a walk, buddy.
And on April 9th, I got one of the highest honors I could ever have. I was elected trustee here in Round Lake.
Don Newbie, trustee, and peace by the guys.
Keith Trufant, resident 9 years. I've been a trustee Sue Trufant.
Trustee Sue Trufant. Hi, everybody. Trustee Vicki Wozinski. And what I understand, head of the committee. So let's get it rocking and rolling. Any public comments? No? Okay, special events. That's what we're here for tonight. So I would think maybe, I'm going to give it to you, Don, you feel confident that we can put something together.
Let's decide for the committee-wise what Monday we'd like to have.
Well, okay. We've done it in the past in August. Third week? I believe it's been like the third week. We do luck out in August because there are 5 Saturdays. So, is everybody in this room available like August 24th?
Have we figured out if there's anything else going on like with the
I meant to do that, but I was just informed
of it. Okay.
You said August is what?
24th.
So wouldn't you be better off just holding off on a day right now to find out what the other villages are doing and try not to catch the same weekend as them, but plan a whole event here?
Well, I know Relic Beach, they always do theirs in
July.
First of all, last year it conflicted with Grays Lake and
Heights.
Haynesville, too.
We were early last year.
And Haynesville went a week early on theirs, which matched ours. And I was like, okay.
I think if we go in a couple weeks into September, I think we'd be better off.
Because first of all, you're going to have all the kids that are going to be back in school. Families are not going to take that last week for vacations. So you're going to have more people here.
Wait, you're talking... So they go to school right after Labor Day.
Right.
Oh, they go before
Labor Day.
They're going back in mid-August.
I think they're going back on the
23rd. Things have changed, Pat.
Yep.
In those 16 years we lived over there.
It used to be the Wednesday after Labor Day is when you went.
Yeah, not no more. Preschool maybe, but not for the kids.
I live by the high school and it never closes, so summer school. Right. And when there's not summer school, there's something going on.
What is the second week? What's the date of the second week?
14th of September.
Saturday.
You do a Saturday.
So I guess the question I would have is, do you want this to be like a summer fest, or do you want this to be a fall festival? Because obviously your date would have something to do with that.
That's why I brought that up first.
And if you're talking about certain activities, yes, I discussed that. Depending on what activities you wanted to do and what kind of a festival you wanted to provide, I would think that one would say more summer, one would say more fall.
Right.
So I guess we need to define a couple of things before we know where we're sticking this.
John and I spoke a little bit. We were all for a fall festival. There again, you can have communities doing things in the fall, understand that 100%. Something else to research. I suggested first week in October. John really did not give me a date, but, you know, and turn it into pumpkin and, you know, face painting and see if we can get a pumpkin carver and have hay rides, which I think we can do in the same area where we work.
You can have a chili cook-off.
Yeah, good answer. I have that right there. Chili cook-off, an apple pie contest. That is also Fire Safety Month, by the way. October is. You know, a trick-or-treat trail. I'd be more than happy to ask work if I can get some costumes, if we can find the people to go in them. We do that at the Park District, and they just walk and, you know, trick-or-treat there. You have a bagel contest. You have a costume contest.
When is Park District? They have a fall festival.
So that would be something we would need to research. They do it in the fall?
So you have to...
That's normally the Saturday before.
usually so Saturday.
Later,
right. Mm-hmm. The Girl Scouts, not keeping out the Boy Scouts, we'll find something for them. You know, they could have a bake sale, mm-hmm. you know, kind of get all of them in. Volunteers, obviously, vendors, we would still need maybe just a shorter time frame. You know, I did like 11 to 4, but we can always change that. Colored leaves, do some type of quiz on colored leaves. So that was just one of mine. Dawn, like I said, I didn't get her stuff, but she thought the fall sounded good.
What are you going to do music-wise?
I think, what did I write for music? Hold, please. I just wrote music or DJ. You know, so we could open it up to a couple music vendors.
I have a question. Are we going to ask these people to donate their time and talents? Are we going to pay?
We have paid in the past.
Yeah.
You know.
But donations are always welcome.
Absolutely.
What it is, you said, I got some faith that's out there. The only thing about it is that once we get a date nailed down, mm-hmm. there are two bands that will play for me. They are professionals. You would know it in a minute because the guy who was high at the time. No,
will they be able to play in October in the cold weather?
That I found.
There'll be a special.
Yeah,
there'll
be. October's not that cold anymore.
Simple stuff.
That's March.
So it's just like,
can you bring Kermit too?
There's another kid. I love that.
I don't need to visit his house. I want to see him.
I'd like to talk to the Buckinghams and bring the Buckinghams over.
Well, maybe so.
So what
I was going to do is that, and I figured I will ask those two if they, you know, what A, will they do it, and B, will they do it for, well, the hurricane lost a lot of friends. It's got a lot of friends. So, you know, I'm going to ask.
This is hurricane memory.
And what it is that, but I say you lose and you don't want to lose this kind of thing. I'm sure you don't.
Did you just say you don't?
Yeah, I'm sure that you don't want to lose. It's a downer.
Why would the blues be a downer?
It's a little bit different, Sean. You know,
I like the blues.
Our only problem with, you know, with the Ides of March is we don't have a big enough venue to hold them. We advertise the Ides of March are going to be there.
There's a lot of people here. Yeah.
That's way too big for us.
Okay.
I mean, that's my opinion there, because they are still drawing like crazy.
I don't know.
Can't
help.
People.
Plus, they play a lot of other stuff.
They're huge.
I mean, that's a band you're looking at, Chicago Fest, when they play.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, what we'll do is that we'll hold off on them. We'll look at some smaller bands that are closer. Besides that, you know, you got your mayor that has bands too.
Right. Plus, you have other vendors who played last year.
Absolutely. I'm just trying, what I was trying to do is that I wanted to draw some people here. What I might do is really add to, I don't know if you want to advertise it. I would love to. They could just show up. And it's a very good chance. I don't know. I'll play it. We'll play it by ear. But just know that I will.
We're just saying a surprise guest.
Yeah.
I also have a teeny bopper band that will really relate to the younger women. Their name is Chalk. The lead guitarist for this group plays Zeppelin like you and I would all dream. He's good. But he draws the teeny bopper girl crowd. Like,
if
he draws the teeny bopper girl crowd, then that means boys would be right. Right there.
So I just would need to know what date we're really doing this on to see if he's available with his group. And they're from Wisconsin, so we would have to give them a nominal fee like we've been giving some of our others. But just to
pay for their expenses,
yeah, too. What were we saying? Is that on the sheets anywhere? I put on the 300 of the group.
I think we could probably gift shop for maybe 150.
No, they're not going to have any writers, like, you know, if you have green M&Ms or anything
no.
like that.
No,
we're not getting them a trip either.
You get your dress rehearsal right in the back of your car.
Well, if it's a community church pastor's here, they could probably use their bathroom over there.
There you go. And then the other question I have is, you know, we keep this so Americanized, but we have a whole populace that we never touch on from our Hispanic group of people, and you know, there's another genre of music that it would be nice to provide throughout the day, you know, change things up. We are liable to see more and more people if we are hitting all of our demographics.
So who do you know that would want to play? I can find a bunch of people. Okay, well,
we don't need a bunch, we just need one or
two or whatever. I got a band that plays, there's young guys, Spanish rock. But they also do English rock, same thing, and it'd be perfect for it. And there's some Raleigh kids, and they do a lot of
that's
people.
Fine. Yeah.
And they're actually very, very good.
But so usually,
they promote themselves, they'll do it for free.
Usually use four bands for the day.
Right.
Well, don't forget, you're losing
some time.
Probably 2 hours of daylight.
Right. Right.
It's going to get dark at 6.
So maybe start but maybe 1 hour earlier.
We can go
come
on
in. That.
We've been going at 9 o'clock anyway.
Yeah, that door stopper is not very good.
What?
Oh, this is not here.
GED
class
then?
Yeah.
The church?
No. Church? No.
Thank
you. What address did they give?
What address did they give?
Hello. Okay.
Yeah,
that's
the
wrong
way.
Those are mine. Don't keep up with me.
You want them?
Oh, it's funny because we just went to Red Robin for lunch today.
I know a guy who fronts a band. I can't think of the name of it right now. I think it's 60 Carat. I think that's what they call them. They play mostly 60s and some 70s music.
Yeah, a lot of people love that.
And they play a lot of the community events.
You know, and like I said, there is a small fee that you can pay, but if you want to donate, that's great.
I can ask
him. Well, we need to get a date for sure that we're going to do this before we ask these bands, I think. I mean, we can see if they're available in a certain time frame, but we're going to need a date to lock down some of these. I know Chalk, these guys are actually appearing in many places.
So do you think,
are we set on a fall festival though? On October versus November?
I think threw my ideas out there.
Fall would be a lot easier, a short lot of things to do. Maybe not go so much into October, maybe mid-September. Thoughts?
Works for me. Well, not here, does it? We shoot.
Yeah, me neither.
Where are you going?
September
14th.
Oh,
September 14th, where you were thinking. Do that. But if you're doing it in September, I'd take his idea.
I'm going to North Cranston.
Just don't advertise his ass.
Which is?
So you want to shoot for the 14th then?
I'm just throwing ideas out there.
Pastor, good for you? That
should work.
Well, we have to see how it
right.
Works.
Look up there. All right, so I'm going to put this.
It's kind
of like, I think this fall is actually the first start of fall.
No,
I can see it. Right. You're real close. Okay. Okay. All right, so we're penciled in for the 14th. I will go online tomorrow check out all the other areas for activities and events. Correct.
And just so you guys know, it's Mexican Independence Day. So the party is going to be happening around here. I don't know what they're doing or that. One they do, Canada do. The big one they do in Rowling Beach. I don't know if they're doing it on that weekend.
So let's pick two dates in the September 21st.
The 14th or 21st? Because then 22nd is first day of fall.
Esther, can I have that sign in too?
Okay.
Okay. All right,
so I will do that tomorrow. Tentatively 14th. Okay. September, correct. Okay, Sonia. Will you be able to talk to the church about bingo?
Yes, I will talk to Deacon David.
So 14,
tentatively September 14th and 21st.
Yeah, and if you want to wait till we kind of finalize that date, but just I'm going to give you that responsibility. How's that?
Writing the problem.
I can handle it.
Okay. They're doing it in June.
Doing what in June?
So that September 40 I talked about.
Okay.
So September 14th would work.
Okay. So you looked up the date.
They're doing it on 28th to the 30th.
Okay.
In June.
Okay.
Or
28th through the 30th?
Yeah, in June, yeah. So September
14th. So that's the one that you sent
out. Yeah, that's Relic Beach Day.
It's a big
beach,
yeah.
Okay. All right. So Jose, I can put you down just penciling in when we get down to the bands.
Yeah.
You can research that. Would you be interested in being a vendor?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that something that we need to do is reach out to the Round Lake, all the Round Lake businesses, because what we usually have is other businesses from other places usually take the first parts in it, and I think that our Round Lake businesses should take first hand on what they want to do. If they don't want it,
yeah.
They will.
That's what happened last year. We offered to the Round Lake businesses first, and then when they declined or couldn't do it, then one of the other vendors. The Round Lake business was ours first.
And that's what I was, my first thought was, would it be the kind of thing where a church could have an informational table?
Yes.
So
why not?
And I can just say we're right there. Because we are right across the street.
So
I think we had one last year.
Yeah.
Is it
okay.
No, not the community church did, but another church did.
Okay.
Are we still planning on having the crafters and those
type of things? We just contact them and see. Now, I'm not sure if they, how Joyce did that. You know, she just put out a mass email.
Yeah, that's actually the
Chamber of Commerce. Sherry, or Shanna, rather, has quite a list of
okay.
vendors, so do you want me to take care of getting...
Some might be more interested because they want to get close to Christmas or later on in the year there. They come out and go...
So you're gonna get the list,
yeah,
of vendors or crafters.
All right, back to where I was. Boy Scouts.
Well, we usually have a monkey bridge.
Okay.
Unless I have a conflict, we'll try to get the monkey bridge. I have I don't know what the date is in September, but we do some September and then Columbus Day. So, but I just don't know what the date is yet.
Okay.
We do what's called a stealth invasion. You do whatever you feel.
Did you handle it all yourself? Your Boy Scouts take care of it all? There's no participation from us? Okay.
No, just we need a spot. We go on a Friday and pick out the spot so that last year we had a problem with the trees. We need two big trees and they had to move the fencing, but that was about it.
Okay.
Mr. Molidora. I have games by your name.
Yeah, I can
look into.
Check with my guy. I do believe this season is wound down by then, so that shouldn't be an issue.
And again, do you bring your own volunteers and helpers to do everything?
Yes.
Okay, so you probably
splice some of them to try to recruit some of the their combination veteran or their co-ed and their high school age. Mm-hmm. They usually help out with that.
And did we supply the games? I'm sorry, not the games. The prizes for your games?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he'll supply them and then we just pay him for what we use.
Okay. Henry Fry gets music look into.
Also, if you want a DJ in the morning or until the band's about to play, I can make you that.
Because you get the radio station
sometimes. Yeah.
I tried not to get the radio station because it was overpowering the band. It would be a fight between the last year or so. We didn't bring the radio station.
Is that why they didn't show up?
Yeah.
I think it'd be nice to have a radio station, but put them out on a stage so they can play. They can be there for in between the bands, and if they take their fighting break.
But the problem is they broadcast the whole time, and they're broadcasting.
Right.
You know, they're running the radio. They're running the radio station.
So they can buy music then for a day.
I'll find out what's wrong.
Okay, just remember one thing, buddy. We're only looking at 5 or 6 hours. If you're going to stay out there till midnight, you can't. We're not.
When does the event start? And when does
I just wrote 11 to 4, but I'm thinking, talking to everybody and trying to get a little bit of everything, we might want to go to 5, 11.
It should probably be 8 or 9 o'clock.
Now, September, we don't have so much of the time issue. I mean, it should still be light at 6.
Yes.
So, I mean, if we went till 6, we would be okay.
Are you looking for music to fill the whole time from the
No, I think we're good on that.
Is that the idea?
Yeah, I think we get music going. We would just rotate bands. Yeah.
Oh, okay. The thought I had was, I know Round Lake Park District has a community theater, and if they did some little show, a kids show or something, outdoors, if they'd be willing to do that. Maybe early before the band started.
So you're going to shut down at 6 o'clock?
I don't know. I'm looking for...
I'd say 8 o'clock. I would say, we can begin to shut down at dark, till dark.
Okay.
Was
that supposed to be?
Dark plus.
8-ish?
It might take us to 7:30, 8-ish.
Okay.
Usually 8,
and then
by the time you guys
wrapped
up, was 9, and it was dark.
Well,
yeah,
that was in July.
Right. So I'm figuring out what we're going to get
about
7.
You're right.
I'm thinking... I think you also look at see when the sun goes down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm figuring we're probably going to get to about 7 at the latest.
Mr. Newby is a helper.
Is that
the vendors?
I'm sorry, what?
Vendors.
Absolutely. What's the tumor start to see?
Jeff or Celia. Are we going to ask him again this year?
Is the field
acting? Yes. I think whoever played last year should have an opportunity to.
Right, if they want to. He's kind of asked people every year.
So,
Corner Garage already wants. Well, he would like
Water Fun Dogs.
He'd like to come back. Water Fun Dogs.
Yeah, last year at Lake Zurich, I saw a band that did Chicago music. Has anybody seen them? It was all Chicago, and they sounded just like them.
Scotty? What is Scotty's point?
But I don't remember the name.
The Marshall Soldier went there.
The acoustic stuff.
They last year, but for an hour or so.
And what did our bands usually average? 1 to 2 hours? It is 2 hours. Okay.
If you look at 4 out there, you're automatic, you're in 8 hours a day.
I'm sorry, what?
If you get 4, you're in 8 hours a day. Plus
you get a half hour between. You gotta be careful that we don't get too busy. Because if we're gonna do hot dog contests again, we're gonna do taco eating contests again. You know, we were pushing it to get everybody up there doing something.
Do an hour or 2 hours?
I believe he's doing an hour and his other buddies on an hour.
Yeah,
2 hours together.
We left him horrified.
So was it 1 hour or was it 2 hours?
It was 2 hours.
It was 2 hours.
Okay.
Well, you start at 11 and then you go 2 hours and a half hour in between the next three acts and
right.
You're at 6:30.
Mm-hmm. The official sunset is 7:01, so and then 7:30 is probably
the last thing.
You say 7:01 or 30?
7:01.
01.
So if we do 11 to 7 and then from 7 on break down and clean it up, we're good.
I want to get a different act in there too.
We had three last
year,
correct?
Yeah, I really think
so. Not every culture. No,
yeah.
Not every
culture. So just make a list of all the bands that are available, and then decide from there what you want to do.
She was here last year. I wanted to come back.
So, yeah, she was available, the times that are available,
mm-hmm.
And then we can figure out from there.
Was it just Joyce that knew the meal time with him?
Everybody knows.
I wasn't sure. And then there was Scotty's.
I wanted Jeff's friends.
What was that one?
Barstool.
I think I've seen that guy. He's really good.
Do you remember what the third one was?
Waterfront.
That's Autographs.
Okay.
Which has also indicated that he'd like to come back. Is that what I just heard?
Yeah.
So,
that's three.
So they also have a band from Jose.
Right.
And something from Henry.
And possibly Dan's group.
And Dan's
group.
That's what in a nutshell. Too many.
Too
many. And then you're
the local Brownlee kids.
Right.
I'm
Jack.
The local Spanish rock ladies.
Is that Jose? I told Jose. Yeah.
And Sue had the other one.
Another, yeah, we got.
So we got
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I don't even know.
I didn't add you yet.
Okay.
Or maybe I did just yet. But Jose
take that one off. We obviously need
to. I think I agree. We need to ask these three first.
I'm thinking,
and
then we have one left.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what?
Two subcommittees, and then the committee report back. One for entertainment, one for.
We can do that. You good? Okay, so an agreement for those that volunteered and had other suggestions. I think we're going to talk to the first, the three that we had, and then we'll have to put them in a hat and draw and see who's the other lucky one. Go from there.
Do you want to, all I need to know is do you want a DJ?
I don't think we need one.
Okay.
I mean, we've got
okay.
Plenty here, so I think we're good on that.
Okay, one next about the DJ. This is just fill-in time and an announcement for different venues. One year we had DJ who worked out pretty good.
And do we ask him to be there all day?
More an MC than a DJ.
Right. Right. That's just
they
a long day.
Use their equipment.
The tables and chairs from the, yeah, the
Do we as a village own any tents?
I'm glad you're here.
Well, you know.
Not in the budget.
My gathering.
We had his,
right.
We had ours, and somebody else.
I think I was thinking now that it's going to be when it is,
mm-hmm.
It enjoys is that a big need to have? And then
can keep it.
I'm sure. So it's not going to be 93.
Well, you still need some kind of it. Because
right.
The overhead to it, it
right.
Provides a place to hang things. You still have to have the tents for bingo. Even in a small gust of wind, and you have them covered in case of trouble.
I'm thinking
most of the vendors and whatnot provided their own
tents. We didn't give any to that covered the tables and chairs.
Now we're done. Our brother Red hit in the summer with other bands and other activities going on other parts. Then it rained.
Not
that. Rain.
Is there a list
something
of
situations?
Yeah, because I know
of
that weekend, was the weekend my daughter got married a couple of years ago. And yeah, there was like that perfect storm that. We got
Crested?
With water and
food vendors. What you just asked me?
The
miscellaneous stuff.
Yeah. So how many food vendors do we normally have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We had 8 voters.
Like you were sure. I think the year before you had even more than that.
We don't have many votes anymore because they are no longer business.
What are the costing per vendor?
So we will be
not to come in, but you'll give 10% of their profit at the end.
They have the tacos and
they have to manage their own
health
yes.
That's the only ones that we have that
they also try to not have the same.
Some sell tacos, the second vendor can't sell tacos.
Reuben Warren, is that the other Mexican?
Right.
I know we had Nanuko's, but we had somebody else who did.
The
How do we pick?
I'm not sure.
For example, we got different people's from Paco. How do we
Donald, how did you do that with hot dogs? He's asking if a couple groups come in and want to sell tacos, how do you decide who gets the tacos?
Well, I guess we need to back up 1 second, and if we're going to go back to the original music people, do we ask them first, the vendors from last year first, and then you open it up to what we're missing?
First, if they were in route, if they're around late. We went out to Round Lake, and then we had a place that opened this past year that sells that by Round Lake, but we should ask them first.
Yeah, but I also think that when we first started, and we had, like, Jeff Cecilia, had nobody, he came and played every year for us.
Mm-hmm.
I think to cut him out at this point would be...
I'm not saying the news, we're talking about food.
Well, if I recall correctly, I believe I heard Mr. Don Newby offer to take care of the food vendors.
Yes.
Thank you. So, shall I give you a copy of this then? Okay. So at least it's a start from it, and you know who's
there.
Okay.
So we're just going to let
the one who did the tacos, is he still in business? Yeah, I thought he went out of business.
Yeah.
Whoever was doing it last year is out.
But we won't. Anybody who came last year will be able to retain their spot. Above and beyond that, it'll be around the vendors first. And then if we still need something, we don't
need to. But he also supplied the taco eating contest.
Yes,
supplied the taco.
Mm-hmm. All right, Crafters is going to be Sue. Who's going to contact Kane. Correct?
Yep. And there was three contests.
Three contests.
Music.
Who could eat the most?
Wild.
Who could eat three fastest? Three tacos. The fat. And it was three. You know, the regular mild, hot, and then medium, I think. I don't know.
The hot is so much more. You can make up the
hot. How hot? I was sweating.
Were you really?
Oh, yeah.
It was hot.
Tony's going to take his fingers, and he's covered, Don, would you want to take care of, is it Lalu's? And see if he's willing to... Yeah, okay. Tony's out loud on the street. Okay, so the only thing we... I'll do crackers with you once the chamber does her thing. Okay.
And also the,
Did Joyce have a list of... Yeah, okay.
Martha's Church last year did the faith meeting. So you may want to ask Don to come back.
Before long, then there's other cases in there.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to remember where I took it from. Music and entertainment, crafters and info booths. And then I just want to make sure that that's fine. Okay.
Coordinate the info booth.
What booth did you say? I'm sorry.
Info booth. Who's going to be coordinating the info booth? Like the churches and fire department. Rotary, whoever wants to be a part of informational clubs and organizations and yada yada yada.
These were.
Well, you could contact the chamber, most of them chamber members, so they can put out an email blast or a letter blast to the chamber members. If they want
to do it,
send out an email to all of the churches and give them a chance to represent their church and see if they want to be a part of it.
Okay. And also Mobile Eye. Julia, the Mobile Eye helped us send that bit to the police department.
Next, do we ask, I'm blanking on a name here with me because I'm having a brain fart. Dave White wanted to do the...
Yeah, they're swamped with Ireland invasion or something, he said. Okay.
So we're not going to have a car show this year, though. Quickly.
Good, you just need somebody for
you. Are you volunteering, Mr. D? What'd you say?
I don't have the contact.
This is the part
I can ask somebody about the car show if you want. And see what he says if he's available.
Ted, that's the name. It looks like these were raffle donations. Was it just raffles at the car show, or we didn't do any raffles?
They were just at the car show.
They were just a car show. Okay.
They were selling tickets all over the place, but they were selling a raffle.
Okay. Don't do that. Raffle donations.
I think your daughter was selling the tickets, wasn't it? Something like that. I think it was his wife's daughter. Same wife's daughter, his granddaughter.
So, I'll contact the fire department to get the trucks and those kind of things.
In the past, we had the Army to do the climbing rock.
Yeah, they weren't available last year.
Okay. They weren't available last year. Should we check and see if they want to do this year?
Try it.
Okay.
It was pretty hard to do something. I saw them on the beach.
I'll check into that for you.
Okay. How are we promoting this?
We did flyers.
No,
we did signs.
In the businesses.
In the businesses, got the flyers.
They had those big signs that went across the certain areas.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Cold.
I don't remember what those said.
Beer vendors.
Okay.
Did we do any advertising like in the paper?
I think we did.
Probably did not.
They might have put it on the website, the Park District and the Chamber.
Yeah, and here.
Our village, right.
We sent it to the other. And I know we sent it to the beach and the hut as well. In the library.
Library.
Yep.
If we were able to do it to the schools.
Maybe.
Did they go paper free and you can't hand out flyers?
One year we did salt squares for advertisers. So somebody wanted to do that. All of the Holland businesses. Squares for advertisers for the festival.
Oh, for on the flyers and on the posters.
No.
I
don't see any flyers in here. Does anyone know who she works with to have them printed?
You know, if you ask the schools, you're probably best bet is the, if you ask the schools, the middle school and the high school, I think the elementaries would be a waste of advertisers would do anything, but you know, they have the sign of McGee, they could probably put it up for a little bit. And, you know, the high school kids, you know, it's possible they might make announcements at the school, you know, like loudspeakers. Don't you think?
You know, it's kind of like they allow outside organizations, stuff like that.
You never allow. Huh? I don't consider this an outside organization, but whatever.
That's okay with
schools. No, but I'm just saying, I mean, you know, you should be have a relationship with the villages and everything else.
And they alternate years as to who's actually doing the right groups and whatever. But the two of them work together on that. And then Lake Fall also does, he did Hamburger or something. But Scotty and Joe Pagentino do the beverage thing together.
Have what?
Wine.
Wine, oh, okay.
They have a little left, but not a lot.
Okay. The quiz is ready. Who's taking care of the vendors? You failed.
I think it's Donnie for everything.
No, that doesn't take to keep it on. All right.
That was a good one, though.
I think.
In charge.
Who knows what?
Wait. So Scott and Joe do the beer tent, but is it the 10% that comes back to the village
yes.
as well?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Just like any vendor.
Okay.
Set the Scots one so that they sell tickets for their walk-in, and they get to keep that money. There is no money back.
The bingo work.
The bingo.
Pay for the church? Okay.
Pay for the church, yes.
Okay. And keep your money. Okay. Play. Okay.
So we have enough tents? Do you have any of your tents, Jim?
There's a question mark next to his name right now.
Oh,
got a couple question marks. But it is on the list.
We have
okay, so
we have 10 footer.
we were having a little discussion down here. What do you think about the possibility of rain?
It doesn't rain in September and Rome. So thanks for asking.
Well,
that's why we let the church keep the money. They do all the praying for no rain.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Now, was there anything that you would want to do from your church or just have a booth?
That's something that I wasn't prepared to answer that question. So
you want to give it some thought?
Yeah.
Obviously, we have some games.
I mean, my first thought is something really simple. If it would be allowed, I don't know. Our youth group bake cookies or something like that. So, I don't know how that falls into the whole health department thing.
Right.
And all of that.
Do you have a lot of crafters in your church? Not really. Okay.
Maybe you can run into some other business. They're from the house. We'll get permits around and they'll get a permit. You can just run your own permit.
It depends on if we have another
I'm not in
business. Like cookies
are
more new this year.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
have cookies there, so they may want to come there.
Here we also have cookies, though. Oh, ice cream.
Yeah, oh, it's not cookies. It's just cookies and more. More than cookies.
Well, if nobody's handling face painting this year, I'm sure we could have some people to do that. So I know you want to contact the church that did it last year, but if that doesn't work out, I think we could come up with that.
But if we have two, then there's not going to be a backlog of kids waiting.
That's what they're waiting
for. Oh, okay.
So I think that would probably be a good idea.
Again,
you have one backlog resident in with a group of kids. Okay, but
you charging for that? It's free, so what's the book? It's free, you're charging.
Are you charging for that?
No.
Well, it's free. They pay $15 for that.
Wow.
I said, that's where it was going. And that was it. And the rest of it, they're doing for nothing. So what's the difference?
Yeah.
Two or three feet.
It might be an opportunity for the two pastors to decide to work together.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Which church was it?
Community.
No,
your community.
Yeah.
I don't know.
London Life.
Oh, okay. I know Jerry.
So
I'm actually going to see them tomorrow morning. So.
Well, then you can have that done. Thank you.
Okay.
Mark was our contact person for Mondo Life.
And now we have another contact. Wow. We're growing. Loving it.
What are we doing for kids? I hear a lot of bands, a lot of things. I mean, I see the face paint, but we should have a lot more
games.
For kids. Cutters.
Are we doing a training?
I think you get coming late. Vicki had a lot of ideas that we could still probably do as far as the fall.
Yep.
I think the Mahler should be charged with the games.
Well, I'm going to look into them.
You know, another option is if we can find a pumpkin patch or a couple of pumpkin patches, that'll get us the smaller one. In addition to doing face painting, one of us could do face painting, one of them can do pumpkin painting with it.
Mm. There's some ideas. Those, I mean, we could probably make and create ourselves.
Oh, like bozo buckets?
Yep.
Okay.
See, she knew it, too.
It was up there when I showed you. The toilet paper with the pumpkin I thought was really cute.
What were your ideas? I was talking to Don, and I believe that not just the festival of the week, but I think we should do something every weekend or everything. I believe Raleigh became a drive-through city or town. Where people go from work to home, and that's it.
Okay, right there.
I think we should find a way to get them stay here a little longer on the way home, on their way to work. What I wanted to do is create little bozo type games and put them in every business downtown and have kids pay a quarter and get a prize. Make it like a kids' day or even a marketplace that every city town has around Lake. It's a bunch of little things. And I think with the whole fest that we're doing, I think we have very inexpensive games. Because it's very expensive for parents to have two, three kids to take the kids to Chuck E. Cheese or anywhere else. Easy, $50 or $100 every time they go out. So if we create something that makes them spend less, but spend more time here, we'll definitely generate more business from everywhere else. And that's just my vision of creating a better rally.
Well, what we've had in the past for the games is I've gotten a carnival trailer game,
And then we've had a duck pond, and there's been a train ride for the kids along with a bunch of inflatable bouncy house type things.
And you had the puppet thing. I don't know if you did.
Oh, yeah, the puppet show.
Puppet show?
Yeah.
That's
before the thing. Yeah, that's normally why the band is heading up and that kind of stuff. But as far as games,
and then the monkey bridge that I put in, it's a big draw for all the kids.
Yeah, and you know, had a pirate run with a shooter cup to shoot till they win. So there's always a prize, you know, the duck pond, there's always a prize.
Were you talking about Beyond this event?
Yeah.
I was part of this also because I mean, it's not very, I don't know what the vendors charge for. They're going to make money. They need to create a bigger, more.
Well, I mean, that's always been the thing that the people have come back to us is that how cheap our festival, you know, stuff is because the vendors are charging, you know, what they charge in their stores or less because they're not paying $500 for the spot like they are at other places. So, you know, that's always been, from what we hear from the people that have attended, that's always been one of their biggest praises is, you know, how little it costs them to spend the day there. So that's, I mean, that's what we've always tried to do is keep the prices down. I have to go pick up my kid at baseball game. Don't volunteer me for anything else.
And who wants to contact Waste Management for our porta potties and sinks?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Peter, we brought it up, but are you going to get the train with the inflatable?
Well,
you paid him for that, right? Came out of your budget, didn't it?
No.
He's done the same thing.
He charged for the ride and then paid a certain amount back.
I'm just not back to the end.
So he's under vendors, which is all down to it. Okay.
So I'm sorry, what did you end up figuring out? Just kind of talk a little bit about the game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a committee all year round, or is it just one committee for that?
Well, I mean, there's special events, but there's not a committee.
The
weekly, bi-weekly, monthly.
Actually, the chamber might be where to go do that kind of thing.
We're thinking of building a committee within the businesses in Round Lake. And I talked to Dan about it. He's creating what I believe that all businesses should be involved in the community and some of where we're going. And it's important that we start doing more to attract people to Round Lake. Let's face it, every other town's doing something, we're not doing anything.
That's under economic development, and you're looking at the chair. So noted.
We're having an economic development committee again?
You
having an economic development committee again?
For tomorrow?
Don't worry about it. There used to be like sidewalk sales where everybody would, you know, have something out there and they would see it and they would know the day and a lot of people would come out, you know, and I know Ace used to have them and the rest of the business used to have them where you put some outside and people, you know, sell certain stuff. I mean, you could also do, you know, food or farmer's market. You know, a farmer's market would downtown would be water fight.
You
got that lot, but you know, you can get farmer's market here. You know, that brings a lot of people to start seeing a lot of business. So there is a water fight. I believe that if you contact them, yes, I know you know, they, yeah, I believe there is. I'm not sure who you would contact.
I know Crazy Lake does.
Crazy Lake has one, and they bring coffee to their downtown.
Wednesday?
Yeah, they do it like once a week.
Wednesday downtown.
Yeah, downtown.
Do you want to pop in over there and see if you can find the head of it and maybe see if they have any open days?
Yeah, lots of the towns do farmers market. We have talked about it in the past. There was some concern about the competition with the local stores with their vegetables and produce.
Everybody thinks we should do it in-house. I think every business can do something or at least sell, and I think that's the first people to reach is the businesses around here and see what they want to do. If they don't want to do anything, well, too bad for them.
This is the meeting.
That's
getting
up
our topic.
Yeah. Okay, well, you get the same thoughts. If you come up with something, please let us know, and then we'll go from there. Okay, well, I'm thinking, just my thought, that we have like 8 pages that I have to go make heads or tails of, but I think we're on a good track, but I think we should all try and meet at least at the minimum 2 weeks. You do your thing, I'll do my thing, you do your thing.
We all come back to see where we are.
You're safe. You're going to do your thing. You do your thing. And if you have anything, okay.
My thing was to figure out what
you're going to talk to Jerry, is that his name?
Yeah.
That was his
name? Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
I'm sorry,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow.
And then,
okay.
And like Sue said, you know, maybe you guys can work together and do face painting and rock painting,
right.
Pumpkin painting, rock, you know.
Yeah, you
okay.
Take a really cool rock and
that rock?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
faces
okay.
Faces and or pumpkins.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find.
My idol is the guy that came up with the Pet Rock Cemetery. You know, after the Pet Rock thing went on, charged people to bury it.
So moving forward, we have to make sure that whatever we're checking is open for either the 14th or the 21st. If they're not open for both, please make sure you know which one they're open for. So we go with where we have the most open. She'll be checking the dates to make sure which one works better for us, and then we can go back to our vendors and lock it in, or people, and lock it in after that.
Should I check with my friend in the 60s band, or do you have enough?
I think we're good on music,
okay.
Personally.
But I really like Chicago. One of my favorite bands.
Maybe we have to have a second festival somewhere along the line, you know, like the end of May or...
I would love it.
Got to hire security. You have to
do it in 2 days. Or, you know, go 2 days. Yeah.
No, 2 days.
And somebody was mentioning nothing for the kids in terms of the entertainment. I do know a woman who's an actress who does children's stories. She tells the stories and acts out the parts, and she does them in libraries around the area. She might be willing to come and do something.
Okay. Somewhere?
We could set up like a scenario. Just like, so they know that set up a tent and have a great job.
I'll ask her.
There's plenty of room over there.
And are we going to, do you want to have the puppet show again?
Good. Yeah. Mr. Ted again. Okay, gotcha, Ted. Okay. Okay, so let's go. 9. Okay. Lakes Bowl. Something going on at 7:30.
A.M.
P.M.
Humans A.M.
On the 19th?
Humans Businessmen Meeting.
Is it A.M.?
Yes.
Oh, it showed up.
Are you nervous?
I don't know yet.
Oh, you probably haven't gotten the 8 million.
No.
Okay, let's talk about the 19th. Okay, so let's shoot for the 20th for our next meeting. 2 weeks from tonight, Thursday. 2 weeks from tonight. 6.
Thursday the
You should have looked up at the Feeney. All right, these are mine. I got you. You have yours. Anybody else? All right, so I'm going to type it right back to school. I'll figure it out.
So do you want to run through it so that everybody here knows their part before we start?
Yeah.
You just start with the person and go around.
Single.
Correct.
Jose, I think we wrote you on the band list, but we're going to obviously talk to the first three, and then we go from there.
Okay.
Okay. Can you give her the date for the next one?
And you want to be an under two.
When is the next date?
20th. 2 weeks from tonight. Same time, same place. Yep, I wrote vendor, band, and music for him.
In touch with Yolanda, so we keep them involved too. Okay.
Mark, you're going to communicate with Jerry, the other church, and you're also, I just added you here somewhere, storyteller. We're going to talk with her. Jim, you're skating easy, buddy.
Hold on. I'm doing the Monkey Bridge.
Right. No, I know that.
I'm doing volunteers for the games.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, I will check into it, but I'm not guaranteeing it, but I might have a source to get a climbing wall.
Instead of going to the Army?
Yeah, I mean, you can check with the Army, too.
Okay.
If that falls through.
Check your resources. Our Army resources are not that good.
Okay, so let's see. Pete. Pete left. He's the rest of Pete. We're done. We're done.
It's all on Pete.
Pete was the game. I'm going to look into that. Thank you.
And volunteers.
And volunteers.
Do you want to send the follow-up with the other bands? See if they're coming back on that?
Does he know all three of them?
Yes. He handled it last
year. Okay, going back to Pete, however, Pete also did the fake contest.
Well, I don't know if we finalized. Okay, so we'll
come back.
Maybe a little later, maybe you can add the pickle
kind. Right.
So anyway, let's
and we're going to talk in a chili cook-off. Two pickles and chili. What else?
For some reason, a pie-eating contest didn't happen last year.
Right. We didn't have enough people who wanted to make a steak pie. So we could talk to him the next time.
Yes, I put his name down. My buddy.
Are we offering him the same as what we paid him last year? Free?
Free, yeah.
You know, as long as
we
gave them three, we can give them a
10%
increase.
Okay.
Or increase.
Yeah.
I've got to go
for
this. Yeah. Do you need to know what those were?
I think I got it written down somewhere.
Okay. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to tell you that.
Oh, 300.
Per? It was two.
Meet in the middle, 250.
I believe it was two. Well, but wait, how many were you going to...
It wasn't three.
It wasn't three. How many did you...
I thought we paid Jeff and the other guy.
Combined? I don't think so.
I don't know.
I'd have to
search.
Do you have
notes or something?
I think I did something.
Okay.
We can
find
that out.
Okay.
Steve.
Okay, so... So, Ted, all right.
We'll find out.
Excuse me.
But so far, you think it'll be at least the same,
right? Yeah. Right, we want to focus... Now, did I just hear you guys saying there was not three bands last year?
Or
were you talking dollars?
Technically, it was four bands.
First off, what was it talking dollars?
Oh, okay. Then I won't interfere. Mr. Fry?
Well, it was the...
All the two worked together.
The two worked together.
Okay.
And it was the other two bands.
Right. Music?
Music? And?
So, you and I are basically doing the DJ or MC.
Right.
And he's checking for the band, so between Ted, you, and me, the music will be done.
Okay.
Mr. Newby.
Yes, I'm the catch-all.
You are the vendors?
Yep.
And a helper.
Yeah.
No golf cart. Let me write that down.
No, you also have them down for waste management.
See, that's why I don't know.
Fire department.
Yep, done. Correct.
And the bear town.
I do have a question, Wallen.
And are you going to also take care of coordinating for the electric service that we need? Okay, so that would be with the
Public Works.
Those are my questions. Public Works. He's usually here.
Yep.
He's going to be here next week.
I'm sure.
Okay. I'll be there. Stuff to buy my name. How do you like that?
Okay.
Okay, Sue.
Not my name yet.
Sue's doing that one. Chamber. I have stuff to do. Trust me. Do we also have Sue's?
You have to type all this up first.
I'm also part
of the music.
Yep, part of the music. Then I had you down. I had you down for the Army. Are you going to attempt, or you want to just leave it?
Absolutely.
You want to try them first?
What?
She's going to try the Army for the Army call first, and then
I report back
to you.
I really don't know if I can do it.
Okay, well, I don't know if I can either. Well, we can do a try. Good enough.
I know the Boy Scouts purchased one for their day camp, but I don't know if it can be moved or traveled or everything else.
Okay, when you go back to Pete, Pete's also doing the stage.
Yep, got it.
John, you're also doing the training and inflatables?
Well, yeah.
Or is Pete doing that?
I'll do the games, but then part of that, clappers training, part out of that.
Okay. And he does the inflatables. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Do you want to put a hang on that thing then?
And then if you go to the
fall festival.
Oh, no. And Ted
is also doing your car show.
Oh,
he's
going
to
check
into it.
But he's doing music, car show, and puppet show.
And he's gonna get out there and see.
Yes,
okay.
I think that's everything.
At this point. Then I think we'll focus on a schedule of events the next time.
Are you contacting Mobilize or will we have the police department?
Okay. I've already talked to the commander to put it on the schedule. They don't want to come in with an additional people.
Is there anything else you wanted to add to this, Rob?
Yeah.
I didn't know if you had something you wanted to do.
Yeah. I just found out something.
Oh.
When I woke up.
Okay. So we'll coordinate through you and yourself for the Mobilize. Cool. Is there anything else that we...
Can you keep that? Yes. Then everybody has one. Except you, since we only get one.
I have the minister.
Okay.
You get one to Ted, get one to Sue, because I won't have another one.
We'll do please add the fire department and the library on
the I never get it right.
Keith, hang on. Did this gentleman one? How many more you got? Oh, all right. If we made more than 10.
There was.
I
got one.
I stole one, huh?
Yep.
Tell the police. That's it. All right.
He's got one, too.
You got one for Pete?
Yeah.
Okay. So, is this going to help us find a number for the K or strong?
Straw.
I never get the
dead grass.
Okay.
And not the marijuana kind.
Okay, so we'll put Jim down. Hey, straw.
So, Dan, do you need a list of the vendors from last year?
Got them.
That might be the only copy I have. I don't know.
No, I took the originals back in. Okay. Yeah. I took some copies, but all the originals, but that's why I did that, because I didn't want to lose them.
So there are obviously two people here tonight that might know somebody else who wants to get involved in doing this and, you know, kind of enlarging, I don't know, whatever. So talk to people and let us know if there's somebody else that wants to be involved in the preparatory workings.
So you're going to send an email out last as far as
your email
for that meeting?
I can do that, yes. I can do
that. Okay, so
you down. Scotty's is on this. Oh, you mean on the email?
Okay, Vicki's going to do the advertising with Helena.
Her email address is in that folder, Helena. I'll give you a tendency. Tell the fire department.
Good. If you don't find it, let me know. I'll get it from Sharon.
The folder.
Okay.
I'll get it for you.
Okay. I thought. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah? Look at the table. Okay, so I think we are good then for tonight. It is adjourned at 7:24 and a half.
6:17:25.
Okay.